Blog
Radio. Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Is this our second dry run?
What is this?
Where's our second fucking run?
I think I got everybody. Welcome to Radio Our Radio, coming to you from San Antonio, Texas, from 11:11 to whenever time the I pressed the wrong button.
And I hung up on the host.
Hey, it's okay, man. Just keep talking. One day we can show this to our kids. When I die, I want fucking Victor to walk up to my grandbabies, dude.
One of these days, what they'll replay this
video recorder and just play that shit.
Crying.
He goes, Mija, here's your grandfather's shovel, and here's some radio shows.
And so where were you on the day Prince died, when you found out the Prince died?
In the toilet.
I want him to have, like, a story like,
I was
like Christopher Walken did, like, on Pulp Fiction with the shovel, though, instead.
Oh.
Your grandfather fucking went after
the
shovel.
Here's the thing, though, right? We got Chuck E. Fatty, right? He's on a radio show, and we asked. And you know, the way you're supposed to, like, you
and me,
I
want you to say a full fucking word first.
You have a story.
Yeah, break it up.
You give, like, a whole, you get, you know, like, on the toilet. And then it's like,
I ate three Carnegie
bit,
Soda
right?
tacos, and I had my stomach was grumbling. And so I'm
That's
on the fucking toilet.
You start
toilet.
Like that. You say, you know what, man?
Well,
I started my
day
off.
Well, let me
tell the story, Ray. Well, say it. Let's hear it, baby.
That was the name of the title of the story, On the Toilet. So that's it.
All right.
Well, shut up. So I got my three tacos from Gran Jalisco on Evers Road. Very good tacos. And I had the usual patty, sausage, and egg, picadillo, and carne asada.
And sausage fingers?
No.
How many tacos did you have?
I had three.
Three.
One for the, well, listen, one for the ride on the way to work and two to eat at the office.
No, that's not bad.
So,
okay, I hear you.
Okay. I do have like a 20-minute commute, so I have
to. Hey, and I bet you only one motherfucker made, or half a motherfucker made it to the office.
No, that person was done. Person was one and done.
Hey, dude, he got out of the office. He had three balls of foil to throw away and shit. That's what he had. Hey, Ray, unmute Will. I think Will's muted.
I pulled him over. He was like, I thought I saw you texting while driving. He's like, oh, no, sir. I'm just finishing my third picadillo taco here. I was eating while driving.
I wasn't texting. I was putting all the meat back in the house, so I don't want to fall out. I want to maximize the bit of meat. Hey, Ray.
Yes.
Raymond.
Me.
Ryu. Hey, can you check and see if Will is muted? If Will thinks he's muted on the show.
Is he muted?
Did he call the right number?
Dude, I thought we were popular and that we had another caller, and I see him. I kept him blocked this whole time.
Messaging the person.
Yeah, they're staying on and they're listening. And
where are you from?
Oh, man.
So once I was done,
what's your taco story? Go ahead.
So once I was done, after I put the three foils away and threw them outside, I got into the office and went straight to the restroom because the picadillo didn't set well. So while I was on the toilet looking at
It didn't play nothing? Okay, cool. Then we got it now.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I just received a message from one of our groupies that the first show that we did, the Purple Rain.
Oh, yeah, this one's coming out later.
Never mind, guys. No, I'm sorry.
Would you like to finish the story?
Dude? Hey, Ray, Freddy,
like,
that is a story, Freddy.
Someone else, and then it's total opposite
think,
of what's going
think,
on. Right? You ever had that?
I
with
think Ray has a second
watching, you might die from freaking that. It's water.
Well, just like in Ray fashion, I try to tell a fucking story, and we have Ray's fucking problems. So go ahead.
There
and
you go.
Tell us what happened.
Tell
no
us what
happened.
The problem is that, no, the problem is, I don't know. Ray is talking too. I think that's part of what we're talking about. Ray, I think Ray has a producer in bed. You have a producer next to you in bed right now, Ray.
No. I'm sitting down. I'm looking at the screen. I got two screens because I like to have my... on two screens. I got like
just
a couple screens.
Is it me that he just
I'm talking to the kitty cat. I don't like it. I have a dog. I had a dog, dude. He ran away.
Oh. When Prince died?
Well, yeah, because you never let that
away?
Motherfucker. You never let that motherfucker finish his story.
When
hey,
he heard
Juju
Prince
ran
died,
away.
He didn't take it no more, and he ran away. Juju ran away, dude. Apparently, I wasn't, like, good enough. Like, I would feed him, play with him, everything like that, and he was just a wild dog. He couldn't be tamed, dude.
Anyway,
Lynyrd Skynyrd song played when he ran away.
Double D, what happened when Prince died? What happened? Where were you at?
No, hold on.
Well, I was at work. I just flipped. I did a finger roll on Facebook, and I was like, oh, Prince died. And then I went back to work. I went back to eating my pica de otago. Oh, man. I was like, oh.
And then
all of a sudden I was like, China died.
Ray's Double D. What was Ray's name before?
That's
what was
I
name
didn't
before,
think
it
was
Ray?
Ever Double D.
Statutory.
Was like,
no,
statutory.
Statutory Ray. Statutory Ray.
That's right. And Ray of Light.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, am I on? Am I on,
yep.
Ray? Ray, am I on?
You're on,
Ray,
man.
Am I
hey,
on?
You're on, fucker.
Let me press this end episode button here. I think that's the one that's
going to say, wait, am I on? Can you hear me?
You're on, brother. You're on. Can you
yes,
hear me?
Yes, Will, you're on, bro.
Tell us your story, Will. What were you doing? You were sleeping.
No, you were sleeping.
You had a dream that
man.
Prince died. Woke up and Prince died.
No, Prince really died, man.
That's
but
what
I
heard.
That, yeah. I dreamed that I was at his funeral and burying him with Dexter Shovel. That was it.
Hey,
dude, so that guy that borrowed your shovel, that's kind of like a buddy that borrows money from you and then comes over the next day and like he has like new
and
clothes, tells you about how he went to Fiesta, Texas or something like that.
Right, he borrows 40 bucks from you. He borrows 40 bucks from you. You see him at the Spurs game and shit, right? Oh, I can post him at the Spurs game. You're like, what the motherfucker? And then you tell him, hey, dude, why are you at the Spurs game? I got free tickets. And you couldn't invite me, bitch? I gave you 40 bucks.
Or he complains about his child support, but he's always posting on Facebook about all the parties he's going to and all the bars he's at.
Oh,
that's fucked up, dude.
Don't be
that
talking about
you,
like
dude.
That.
Sister, that wasn't about you.
I know it wasn't about me. Don't be talking about him like that.
He's all right. He's all right. He's like,
Am
I like the Golden State Warriors.
Hey, don't be
hey,
talking about Mormons
doing,
like
man?
That. Hey, Will. Don't
Bula.
Talk about Mormons
hey,
like that, dude.
Bula, which Derry were you at when Prince died?
As a matter of fact, I wasn't at a Dairy Queen, dude. I just fucking rolled out of bed when I saw that shit. I was like, fucking Prince died. I started, and I started singing Raspberry Beret. Hey, you rolled out of bed right into your steering wheel and shit. Fucking wham, boom. Hey, dude, that hit me hard, dude. I started singing Raspberry Beret when he died, dude.
You ran out of bed
and Uncle Horn and shit? Okay.
he was in his pajamas / overalls,
right? Right? I'm telling you, man. He got out of bed and started pumping gas right there. Fucking shit. Oh! He started fucking pumping gas.
Hey, but you know what's weird?
That have the he's got socks that have the patterns of work boots on them.
That day when Prince died, I was trying to look up on YouTube all his videos. They're all gone. All his music videos are gone.
No, I heard
they're
that
not
he
gone,
had, like,
dude.
Had, like,
they were never up there. He took them down.
Yeah, I heard he like kept them. Like he had a big deal with the streaming thing or whatever.
Right.
Like he was.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Like,
well, that tells you I was a big fan.
And he also had AIDS. Like he said it again. He had AIDS.
What?
He had AIDS.
Hey, dude, that's I was wondering because you saw a couple pictures right before, and you're like, he was looking kind of thin and pale.
Yeah, no, he was 80 pounds when he died. He had AIDS since the late 90s, and he's kept it a secret this whole time. And he was sick, and he overdosed on medication, and they think he just succumbed to the fucking sickness. But he was like, he weighed 80 pounds, dude, when they found him.
You're oh, wait, are you for real? Like, is this ever for real thing? Or?
No, it's a for real thing. I was reading more up on it just a while ago before the show on their new findings, and it came out that he did have
AIDS. Look at me.
But he didn't have HIV until the last 9 months. And he became a Jehovah's Witness, so he wasn't taking any sort of weird medications or anything. He was just praying this whole time.
Oh,
like the last six to seven months.
That's what fucked it up, Jehovah's Witness.
There you go.
Fucked it up. God punished him.
That's almost as bad as Mormons.
Hey, dude, that's right, because the moment you become Jehovah's is when your AIDS kicks in faster, right?
Yep. Hey, dude, check this out. There was even a comment from a guy that he goes to buy some stuff nearby his home for, and that when the guy told him like a few months ago, hey, you're looking pretty ill, you're not looking too well, there's not a way, he said, well, maybe if you would have been praying for me this whole time, I wouldn't be feeling bad. I'm not lying. That's what the guy said, but, you know, who knows? I read it on TMZ. Dude, it has to be true. Yeah.
That's funny.
He also said Sharknado is going to be badass. The next one.
Oh, shit.
Sharknado 3.
Sharknado?
It's about
dude,
time.
Have you
it's
seen
really
the other one? The Shark
that
Exorcist?
Four.
Yeah, it's
already?
The screen yeah, Raspberry Beret again.
Now.
No joke. Dude. Hey, dude, that dude from 90210 can only do so many Sharknado movies, dude.
Hey, dude, he's just happy he's working, right? Shit, I'll do 5 to 15 of them and shit.
No shit.
Sharknado
dude,
is a fucking
Sharknado
Bible belt.
Versus
right?
Lava Monster if they give me a check.
You gotta have that crazy priest in every movie, right? Crazy priest in every movie and shit. Fucking Sharknado is a crazy priest.
But here's the thing, the priest always makes a cross out of like a staff and a shotgun, right? And that's when he...
Right. He becomes all badass right at the end. He drives through the living room and honking his horn and kills everybody with his spikes.
Hey, y'all are fucked up.
He has that crazy horn. That was fun.
No, it's Mullah's truck. It's Mullah's truck that he's using.
That's right. Yeah, he's coming from crazy
police,
dude.
We never knew if you don't know Mullah as much, dude. I bet you he is. That's why he's not laughing right now. He is these crazy police, dude. He's over somewhere killing zombies and everything. Mullah, his truck does that.
Honk it right now, Mullah. Honk it. Go outside and honk it.
Fuck
y'all.
Or is it the pig sound from Porky's?
funny dude, he's fucking bitches get off. How did they try his pillow slash furs fucking that? You got a fucking vial of holy water. Hey, I'm saying now a lot, right? Right now, man.
So Prince died of
AIDS.
This is awesome. It says streaming left 2 hours, 44 minutes, and 16 seconds, dude. Is that for real?
Yeah.
Can y'all talk that long?
Fuck.
We're staying
up
to 4.
You've been talking to yourself.
Hey, Chase said, go get us three tacos each.
Three tacos.
Well, hey, I saw you at Fedas at Nyosa. You're Fedas at Nyosa.
I got
to
have
a stick
from the cash register to the car. I got to have a taco for the car to work, from the parking lot to my desk.
Ray, hold on. Everybody, hold on. Because it's been a long time since we've talked. And a lot of things have happened, like Prince dying, Michael Jackson dying, and all this other stuff. Now, look.
Has it been that long since we've had a last show? Michael Jackson died in the middle of that?
Michael Jackson died
before we even, like, had a show. But here's my point. Like, what has happened since we last had a show was the movie Blackfish came out. And our good friend Chucky Fatty used to clean up Shamu's shit. So I want to know if Fatty can corroborate Blackfish.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If they make a documentary about Shamu's shit, I guess they can be an expert.
Yeah. How do they treat those wells, dude? Like, what'd you see from inside the Shamu cage and shit?
When they're doing
those wells in cages. Pretty much,
it was like a big cage for them because, I mean, they're stuck in that little area in the back forever. They don't get to swim in the big pool only until showtimes and training. And when they're training them, you know, they think, we're real nice with them. No, they're fucking hitting on the nose. You know, they're just bad treating them. They will not feed them if they don't do the trick right. And, I mean, those whales would get pissed. I see plenty of times where the whale would just get fucking pissed. Like, feed me, fucker.
Real quick. We'll let you come back to the story, but I just got to be one of the people on here when I saw Blackfish, and I was just kind of like, I know it's a big deal with, like, these big animals been not treated good, but I'm horrified of the ocean, and I hate things like Jaws and Orca. So when I see those things, dude, I'm thinking, like, the best way to do this is, like, give everybody a shotgun and let them shoot it in the water, because I was, like, horrified when I would see them. I would stay at the highest level on the very top. I didn't even want to get near the freaking tank, dude. That shit scared me so bad, dude. So go ahead. Go back to your story. They were treated bad?
No, hold on. I want to chime in here, too, real quick on Fatty's story. Hey, Fatty, you sound like a freaking witness at fucking Ferguson, dude. You just don't even sound, like, believable and shit. Everything you said was all crazy and shit. You're like that. You said, yeah, I saw it happen. He got out.
Fucking Fatty. Fatty's reading fucking cue cards.
I have nothing to hide. I saw that shit and it wasn't good.
You're hiding them three tacos when you walked in.
You said they would hit him on the nose. Motherfucker, I could swing as hard as I fucking can and punch that fucking whale in the nose and he wouldn't do shit. He wouldn't fucking do shit to that whale, dude. Nothing.
Oh no, bro. No, they wouldn't hit him with their hands.
Hey, I worked there too. You know what I saw? I saw a lot of free burgers. I worked in the back. I worked in the kitchen.
I served a lot of frozen lemonade. That's what I did. Hey, when they interviewed Chucky Fatty, he had nothing to say about.
No, they didn't interview me. I got fired.
Why'd you get fired?
You're trying to free him. You're trying to free Willie.
No, what happened was after I got done working at the
freeing Willie.
Let me finish the fucking story. Shit. You would think after 3 fucking years we get this shit right and we don't let somebody talk.
The trick is
you would think,
I'm sorry.
You would think. You know what? Next subject. Let's talk about how racist.
Finish your story, Fatty.
Every morning you name your
story. This is the Chucky Fatty Show, remember?
Oh, no.
Every morning, I name my tacos every morning. This one is cheese, and this one because it has papas in it. And this one is Charlie con la chorizo. That's Charlie.
I treat them like they're my kids, and then I eat them.
You know what? I'm gonna do that tomorrow just for you, Dex. Just for you.
Name your tacos and post them in the morning, and post and check in at La Guadalajara number 21, Jalisco.
That's the one where it's like that, and it's a laundromat too.
No, basically, I got fired at the Midway Games because I argued with one of the people, one of the supervisors. I found him cheating. He was taking money from the pay people. I mean, I'm sorry, from the guests. And he wasn't putting in the till. He was putting in his pocket. I'm sorry.
So you were a fucking whistleblower.
You were a fucking whistleblower.
Hey, Mula, shut up. So what happened was?
Dude, you know why? It is because those paid people are mean.
Yeah, when they put that stuff from the register to their pockets, that's mean.
Either way, let me tell you.
They were hitting the guest on the nose as hard as they could.
Yeah. Robinson over here told on him.
He's
taking the
what happened was,
pay people
no.
stuff.
So the thing was,
that was going on everywhere, dude. That was going on everywhere because I remember I worked in the Frosted Lemonade, and to me, he was taking money and putting it in his pocket, and I looked at him. I was like, oh, man, that's wrong. And then he gave me $20. And I was like, I'll see you later. I'm going to go eat.
Now, come to think of it, it ain't that bad.
But the problem was that I saw that. I said, hey, man, you can't be doing that. Well, we fought right in the middle of the arcade area.
Now we're talking. Well,
yeah.
You pull a knife on him, Patty.
But I was basically choking him over the frog game. I was like, fucker.
You should have thrown him in that tank. You should have thrown him in that cage with the fucking whales.
They should give you like a boxing glove, and then you can run up and you can hit that big white one right on its squishy marshmallow head, dude.
Beluga whale?
They should let you draw pictures on it with the fucking Sharpie marker and shit, right? You fucking draw shit on it. The mustache.
So anyway, what they saw. So this is what got my attention. They didn't see me from the security cameras that are over the games. They saw us fighting over a hidden camera inside one of those big stuffed bears' asses. So throughout the midway games, there were these big bears that were hanging. And if you win the grand prize, like if you got the ring over the golden bottle or you got it right in the middle, you would win one of those top prizes. Well, no one ever won that shit, right?
Top prizes.
Until one day.
Like,
what?
But one day what?
Am I out on mute?
Okay. So one day, that's what happened today. I said, well, we saw y'all fighting and you made a ruckus. I was like, well, let me see the tape. Let me see. I actually wanted to see the tape, how I kicked this guy's ass. So I saw it. I was like, where's that camera go? It's right there in that bear's ass right there. That's what we saw. I was like, holy shit.
Dude, it's not even the camera of him.
Yeah, it's not even the camera that they're supposed to be there for security. It was a hidden camera.
But it didn't look like y'all were fighting. It looked like y'all were making out.
Exactly, dude. He was steaming a brisket sandwich. That's what
they're fucking putting cotton candy in their backpack. What'd they tell you, Fatty? We thought you were going to eat them. Hey, Fatty, what'd they say? We thought you were going to eat that motherfucker.
Oh,
thank God.
No, so you messed him up, right? You messed him up.
Thank God. Thank God you're not my friends.
Now, guys, hold on. There's been some other stuff that's gone on since we were last on the air.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so one of those things is like Donald Trump's rise to become a political presidential candidate.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fucking Trump. 16, baby.
No, Victor. Victor.
He's going to get rid of all your fucking Mexicans.
And then
that's what I was going to ask you, Victor. Victor, one, will you be one of the Mexicans helping him build the wall? And two, how quickly will you be deported?
I'll be one of the motherfuckers whipping them other Mexicans building a wall, and I won't get deported.
He's gonna give them child support forgiveness to build the wall. So they don't have to pay his shit. Hey, did you see his speech, man, about the wall recently when he was like, "I'm gonna build the wall so high, 30 feet." And he goes, "No, 40 feet. They won't be able to do any. You know, there's no way they can climb it or climb down it or climb up it. 50 feet." And somebody goes, "What about a rope?" He goes, "Okay, well, maybe a rope. Maybe a rope will work." It's like really a rope? That's like the third invention man made and shit, right? Hey, I'll fucking use that. Yep, that'll fucking a rope will work. That'll be the only thing they can
do. Yeah, rope
will work. Every Mexican has a rope in their truck and shit, right?
Hey, just remember this, dude. Mexico's gonna have the best fucking rock climbers in the world now, dude. Climbing that fucking wall.
We'll show money
on that.
Or something.
Fuck
I don't
that.
Know. We'll make a drive.
They'll just dig underneath again. They'll just dig underneath. That's it.
What do you mean, y'all? Like I got here that way. Okay, so
I mean y'all like Mexicans.
Hey Ray,
Hey Ray,
you do look kind of south of the border-ish.
Ray, let's be honest.
Yeah,
we've set it right next
dark,
to each other in a corner.
All year round.
If the cop came by, they'll go after you.
I look like I should be playing baseball for the Cubs.
No, you look like you should. No.
No, not really.
No, not really, bro. Maybe get the water. Not play baseball.
Hey Ray, you look like a fucking low level cartel member.
Like this.
The one, the one that has to clean up
bad.
The shit. The one that has to clean up
the in the cartel freaking.
The
guys,
one, the one that's got to
tank.
Cut the bodies into pieces.
Oh, I've seen those videos, dude. I don't want to see those ever again. You ever start?
Hey, whatever,
like
another thing that's happened is a fucking Kate Jenner. What's up with that, dude? Now she wants to be a man again? What kind of bullshit is that?
Really?
You're calling her she?
Yeah. Caitlyn Jenner
Why?
Now wants to be Bruce Jenner again.
First of all, let's talk about.
You can't do that.
She
already won a fucking award. For being a woman. Fucking woman
that
of
the
year
point.
Was a man.
She went over to get the award and now coming back. She wants to be a unicorn.
Because no one wants to fuck her.
Hey, she was on the Wheaties box twice and shit, right? Back in when he was a dude, and then fucking now a fucking hero and shit.
Yeah. I want to come out. I want to go to the ESPN
Awards. Caitlyn Jenner is the only human being to be on the fucking Wheaties box as a man and a woman. Motherfucking.
She was on the Wheaties box?
Yeah,
hey,
well, he was.
That's the fucking society we live in now, dude. That's acceptable.
The ones that want to vote for Trump and shit.
Yeah, fuck them. Hey, y'all ain't got to worry about me. I don't vote, dude.
You motherfucker, you can't vote. There's people chasing after you and shit. Fucking Jordan chasing after you. John Moore chasing after you. You got Miles chasing after you. Hey, Victor's like fucking John Belushi on the fucking Blues Brothers, dude. But women want him. Cops are after him. FBI, Hitler. Fucking everybody's chasing after this motherfucker.
That dude's in the Cannonball Run.
All right, I just looked it up, and Caitlyn Jenner does not want to be Bruce again. That was a false one.
Oh,
no.
Damn. We got Mr. Fact Checker right here. Mr.
Fact Checker. Oh, the fucking fact checker.
This can't be a fictional show and shit because we're getting good information out there, right?
He read the book. And...
What was your source? Wikipedia?
Hey, Vic. Hey, Will, can you look up and see where I can find your anus?
Right next to Jupiter.
Dude, find me some coupons.
For his
can
anus?
Can you find me those sneaky Chuck E. Cheese coupons that you always see but then can't find them the fucking day? You're going to Chuck E. Cheese. Can you find those fucking coupons, dude?
It don't work, dude. You know what you do is you print them, you print them out, right? You print them out, you take them to the Chuck E. Cheese, and then for some reason, the cashier's already been taught to say, oh, that's not for our store. And then you're like, okay, that's for the one across town. I know how that works. I know that trick.
Yeah.
That would only work on Wednesday mornings and shit, right? Like, Wednesday morning? Yeah, Wednesday morning.
Dude, it's like when a friend tells you, when they're like, hey, I got these free movie passes. You want them? And I'm like, okay. And they're from that freaking book. And you look and you're like, okay, I can only go to the first showing on a Tuesday afternoon. Well, what the hell? These aren't free.
Hey, Patty, how old are you?
40.
Did you know that the last time we all talked, we were in our 30s and now we're all in our 40s?
Not me. Wow. It was last year and shit. Wow. It was five months ago.
Last year we were younger.
And you know that we talked, you know that we did this show in the past? Your past.
Oh, man.
Give us another history fact, Will, that's happened.
What happened since we've been gone?
Man, I'm trying
to think. Did you know that I'm driving the same
truck?
I still have the same Kenny.
You know what we haven't heard in a long time? It's a fucking train whistle.
Oh,
he doesn't live by the train on anymore, man.
Did you know that the guy that died across the street used to drive the train?
Hey. Moment of silence for train.
Fucking shit.
Watch. Tomorrow, the shovel's going to show up at your front door to go, here you go, bitch.
All creepy, right? All creepy. It'll be a crazy movie like that movie Rubber with the tire was alive. That fucking shovel will be chasing after me. I'm gonna go have my three tacos in the morning, and I'm gonna look out the window, and the shovel will be like at the bus stop, just leaning there. The shovel, like fuck.
Oh, like that Twilight Zone mannequin show.
With the nasty rabbit that came out of the hat and shit. That one.
The Twilight movie or the Twilight show?
Oh, man. See, trick question all the time.
No, the Twilight Zone.
The past.
Fucking trick question. Hey, Ryan. I got a fucking trick question. Does anybody know how to change my browser back to fucking English, dude? I don't know why, but my browser's in fucking Arabic or some shit now.
Your browser changes once you cross the border, dude. You have location.
Motherfucker, I've been here.
You don't even know what you're typing. You've already been like subscribed to like 2 years worth of Ebony. You joined ISIS.
You joined ISIS, motherfucker. You got a list now. Not only do you have support now, ISIS is after you as well as Hitler and the fucking girls and child support office and FBI. All of it, and they're all after you now too.
This is fucked up, dude. I don't know why, but all of a sudden I type some shit in, and all of a sudden it's in Arabic or some bullshit, dude.
Hey, you know what? I have an idea for a show.
Hey, maybe you have Spanish batteries in it. Maybe you put Spanish batteries in it.
I said Arabic, motherfucker. I didn't say Spanish. Hey, Arabic, you're a big Spanish. That's all the same to me. I carried English.
Fucking
Arabic, Waterbic, Arabic, whatever.
It could be fucking written in fucking orca whale language and shit. I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, shit. Back of the fucking orcas. Have y'all played Cards Against Humanity?
What?
What is that?
Have you played that game, Cards Against Humanity?
Claws?
Is that?
Cards Against Humanity.
Cards Against
Humanity. Is that the one
humanity.
Where, like, you drink, like you leave your is that the one where you leave, like, your toothbrush water, like, going in the sink and, like two kids, like, over somewhere in, like, some impoverished country don't get to drink water?
No.
Is this something that's going to come out on my TV when I'm watching a movie and shit?
No, it's a game, but okay, so this is the way the game works. You got black cards and you got white cards. The black cards start off a phrase, right? And then the white cards is the answer. So take this. So
that's
for
right.
instance
that's right.
So for instance, I pull the black card. Before I run for president, I must destroy all evidence of my involvement with blank. And so you throw down a card that suits that sentence. So this one guy throws this card, taking a man's eyes and balls out and putting his eyes where his balls go and then his balls in his eye holes.
That's Dude, that is like the humanity. Worst explanation I've ever heard.
I know, right? What
blind
the fuck? Well, that doesn't sound like a game at all.
They've been like, what? Something about balls.
Well,
the black card was pulled and he said take your balls and put them in your eye sockets, your eyes balls and put them in your ball sockets. And what did the white guy say with the answer? What's the
well,
answer?
That's where the card. That's where the game is. Okay, here.
What?
No, listen. Okay, so the game itself works like this. You got the black cards, which start off a sentence, right?
I understand.
And then you
that,
have.
Right.
Okay, and then you have the white cards, which is your answer. So when you're playing a group, the group gives the best card that will answer that question. It could be as fucked
that's
up as it can
be. That's already racist, dude. That's already racist because why does the white card have to have all the answers to life?
Because we do. That's why. Because we do. Okay, go on. So I'm only right half the time, motherfucker.
Okay,
this one is
actually suiting for the because we're talking about Prince. So this one, as part of his contract, Prince won't perform without blank in his dressing room. So this guy gives his card, dying alone and in pain. Like, oh shit, that's bad. So the answer
Dude, that was exactly what happened in the darn elevator.
Exactly.
Dude.
As part of
are
his
you
contract,
playing this by yourself, like practicing?
No,
on the show?
It's on Facebook. It's on Facebook. Look.
Oh, that's good.
We're over here on the
no,
show.
No, 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 no.
We're over here on the show. No, no, we're playing Dungeons and Dragons in the background with the jail.
Actually, this is for you. This is for you, Dex and Ray. What's fun
okay.
until it gets weird? This is a game.
Me,
so this is the black card. What's fun until it gets weird? So this guy throws down this card. Getting your dick stuck in a Chinese finger trap with another dick.
What?
Cards Against Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity.
I would say tick
him. Now Will's
right?
gonna be playing in my house while the game's on his iPad and shit. Let's watch. Sitting there at his iPad
sure.
playing his
right?
fucking game.
Wouldn't you say that tickling is one where like it starts off funny but then it gets weird when you take it too far?
Yeah, because I don't know if I'd start off all laughing. I wouldn't start off all laughing with my dick in front of another dude going, let's put it at the end of this fucking Chinese fucking toy. Oh, shit, it's not fun no more. I would never thought that was fun.
It's not fun no more.
Hey, Dex, but you would do it in a strip club.
Just the tip, bitch.
Well, that's different, dude. That's different. You paid to get in. You better get something in it.
I remember that.
Okay, check this one out. So this card, it's blank is a slippery slope that leads to blank. And so the person showed two cards, and it starts off like this. Walking in on dad, peeing into mom's mouth is a slippery slope that leads to alcoholism. That's pretty fucked up.
Fucking is a slippery slope that leads to child support fucking looking for you.
Leads to closed bank accounts. And with that, and
frozen
with
bank,
that,
yeah, exactly.
Show.
Frozen bank account,
yeah,
and no more freaking strawberry sundae.
Before you do this, like this, before you lend a shovel, make sure the fucker's alive.
You can pay rent, you can pay a mortgage. So let's end the show.
All right, give us another one, man. You know what? We're a crazy game. Let's go ahead and...
No, this sucks.
Good. Do another one? Okay.
I wouldn't want to listen to this on a show.
Me either.
Oh, well, okay.
You know,
Fatty. They're not even funny, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, how about this?
Well,
one?
I don't think they were. I don't think they were meant to be funny.
But no, we
could
do though. That's a good point, though. That's a good point, though. We can come up with our own for next week's show.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a
good
idea.
That's what I'm trying to get the point. I think we should have something like that.
Oh, good. Okay, well, good idea. Good idea, Booty.
Hey, well, we need a fucking Fatty. We need a brainstorm in the evenings, dude.
Yeah, we need
to. Yeah, y'all get together.
So next week's episode will be Rated R Radio Against Humanity. I like it.
There you go.
There you go.
and we might be able to try and see if we can get these people that pay money, this paper, if they can put some of that paper in the, towards us so that we can have paper and we can pay for stuff.
Yeah, the paid people.
You know what? The next time I see you, Dex, I ain't giving you no fucking beer.
Oh, come on, man. See, why you gotta take
you
a like that?
You can't have a good running business without.
No, I'm just joking, bro. You always have free beer,
okay.
No problem. Hey, Ray.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes.
What the fuck were you eating at Nyoso, brother? You couldn't say hello. You just waved.
When did I see you?
Damn.
I was called out on
national radio, dude.
Dude, there were like 9 barbecue pits between me and you. I had a beer in my hand.
Bro, your cheeks were full.
I was eating the first
beer.
Of my three.
No,
I was eating the first of my
while.
Three
those
tacos.
Those are just his cheeks. His cheeks just look like that.
I thought we were giving
blowing
each other.
It looks like. He looks like he's always blowing a balloon and shit. Fucking boom.
What?
Dude,
you thought we were
the
squirrels?
The Breakfast Club.
It looked like Chespirito.
You know.
Oh, the Breakfast Club. Oh, okay. I got you. I got you. The Breakfast Club salute. I got you.
Yeah. I think to come on, but it never did. Instead, we heard some Tejano music. It was like a Tejano version of Don't You Forget About Me, dude.
That's funny. Yeah, we didn't talk about a lot of stuff. We could do that, too, go over everything that's happened.
Hey, you know what?
Right.
Why didn't you hook me up? You were in the chicken on a stick booth, and I had to wait an hour and a half to get that darn thing.
No, I was a chicken fajita, not chicken on a stick.
There was 19 barbecue pits. That's
the same thing.
That's why you were wrong, bro. I wasn't doing chicken on a stick. I was doing chicken fajita.
So it wasn't you.
No, stick.
That's what you were wrong. You're totally wrong.
Fighting over.
Yeah, I'll just come over, bro. I'll give you like 4 tacos, bro.
Hey, dude, next year you're going to have to help us. We're going to have a Shamu stand, and you're going to have to take care of the poop. But don't mess with the paid people.
And if they get out of hand, just punch them in the nose. Dude, always works for the TLC world.
There's no
I'll
camera.
Punch you in the fucking nose.
There's no camera.
call him names and punch him in the nose.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like we're going to teach. Oh,
with
the killer whales, just yell bad words to it and it'll go away.
Hey, was that whale really here in San Antonio? That fucking Tilikum motherfucker. I watched that. I like that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one that killed. He's killed about 4 fucking people, hasn't he? More than that.
Yeah. He killed the female trainer here.
Yeah. Imagine how many fish he killed. Shit. Who the fuck is fighting for those fishes' rights, dude? Huh? How many fish are killed every day in SeaWorld, right? Nobody.
Oh, I love
eating about those fucking fish. You know why? Because according to Mondo Tenorio, they're invertebrates. And they don't have feelings or bones unless they cook them wrong.
So that makes them a vegan, right?
Dude, that's the two things. Fish and Muppets. Neither of them have souls.
That's right. You can legally kill and eat a Muppet in any state in the U.S.
Nobody's making.
Well, I don't know about Utah.
That, right?
I don't know about Utah, bro.
I don't know about Utah with those fucking Mormons.
I don't know about Utah, bro.
looking for Mormons.
No, no, Muppets, not Mormons. Muppets.
Oh, I think he said Mormons.
Oh, what's the difference?
Jehovah's well.
Well, I don't know. Both like their hands up their ass. So.
Muppets, hey, Muppets really.
Hey, hey, the difference is really
we don't.
Door. Hey, Thrill, the difference is Muppets don't marry fucking Catholics.
What?
Muppets don't marry Catholics. They like to
hey.
Party.
It made no sense.
Hey, hey, hey! This is not confession hour. Just keep it radio.
Mula was sad.
Mula's just gonna shout out to him, like Obama's a Muslim.
Settle down, Trump. Okay.
I heard my favorite country and Western artist died. Poor Prince. That's what Victor just said and shit, right, fucking? if you missed it, you forgot that Victor's favorite rapper was Michael Jackson. Yeah, you're in trouble, shit.
And his favorite jazz artist was Merle Haggard.
Yeah. Hey, the fucking Merle died, dude.
That SUV. He had us.
Merle died. That pastor.
Merle died, dude. That was bullshit.
Who, Merle Olsen from Little House on the Prairie?
Merle Haggard.
No,
Merle Haggard. Country.
Merle Haggard.
Yeah. All right, guys.
I think it's done.
We'll call it a night. Let's go ahead and...
It's time for our... Shit. It's time for our ending song.
It's
where we all
true. The next time we'll have our topics. We'll have our.
Hey,
this is
hey,
just like a chance to get back on and get used to talking.
Fuck that shit. For the first time, I can stay on all fucking night, dude. No one to tell me shit. I don't want to hang up yet.
Hey, just
okay,
turn off your truck lights first before you go to bed. Be sure to turn off your truck lights.
hey, dude, that's what I'm looking like. Okay, I'm tired. I've had my last beer.
All right.
No.
Well, how about this? We'll leave by saying what our favorite Prince song is. What's your favorite Prince song, Fatty?
When Doves Cry.
All right. That's Tory Ray.
I'm Too Sexy.
Oh, my God.
Prince song.
Fucking idiot.
I like the other song that he sang, that one, that pause, take a breath, the gulf, yours, all my command, now here's the dance floor.
Right? That one?
Yeah, there you go.
Mula, what's your favorite Prince song?
Mine was Little Red Corvette.
Yeah, I like that one, too. What about
you? It wasn't Raspberry Beret. I like that one that he sings. You Got the Look.
Like, oh, that's good.
Oh, what you mean?
Listen, man, that was a good one.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like it so
like
much. Kids like, oh, you got the little. Whatever, so I like that one. Actually, there's quite a few of them that I liked. I didn't really know. I liked Nothing Compares to You.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like Manic Monday.
Manic Monday.
I like going up to songs he wrote, but didn't.
Well,
the only thing
he
wrote a lot of
songs.
The Sheena Easton and the Prince video. They moved everything so fast that you didn't know if you were looking at Sheena Easton's butts or Prince's butt, dude.
I liked them both. I was fine with the butts. What was funny was that there was, like, one shot where she had, like, the bra on all quick, and I was like, oh, that was the best part.
You were like, either way, two good butts.
I'm surprised no one said Purple Rain.
Dude, that song, even he didn't like it.
Oh, they liked it. Exactly.
He loved that song.
You know why, dude? You know why, dude? Because he's just like his mother. He's never satisfied.
That's right.
Yeah,
Oceans of Violence and Bloom. Animals Try Curious Poses.
Yeah.
There you go.
Controversy.
The heat between me and you.
Actually.
What the fuck?
We're closer, dude. They're pretty close.
Hey, you know what's funny?
On the moon.
Hey, you know what's
there.
Happened? You know what else has happened?
Dude,
that
sounded horrible.
Probably Fatty with a shitty-ass speaker on.
That's not me.
Is that Marty Mitchell?
Then it's
got to
be Victor Strauss.
Turn this shit off.
Yeah. Hey. You respect fucking Prince, dude. Respect the fucking man.
Get some good speakers so I can hear it. That sounds like shit.
Well, I was playing it on my phone, jackass.
That's why you sounded horrible. Never do that shit again.
Hey.
That's your cricket phone.
Do any of y'all like getting together and making hell up in your puppers?
Does that guy say cooking with Timmy?
Just so y'all know, this weekend's my birthday, dude. May the 1st is my birthday, and I don't know what I'm doing yet, but I'll let y'all know.
May the 1st
be
with you.
We won't be there.
Really?
Really, motherfucker?
Hey, you know what, man? You know what, dude? Have it at Chuck E. Cheese. We'll all go, dude.
Yeah, we'll flip the coupons. We'll fucking show up.
Only between 10 and 12.
Hey, Fatty, you should open up a restaurant called Chuck E. Fatty, dude.
Yeah, and 3 taco minimum.
Well, not just Chuck E. Fatty, but Chuck E. Fatty, dude.
Chuck E. Fatty, dude. Wow.
See, I think I told you on my idea for my food truck, because I want to open up one up, and it was going to be a picture of me, like in a chef's outfit. And I was going to be holding a big pizza, like on the side, the picture. And on top of it, it was going to say Ray's Authentic Mexican Cuisine. And all we were going to serve was hot dogs and hamburgers.
I like it.
Man.
Well, Ray, I picture it right there.
It looks just like the dude from Pizza Inn and shit. Ray with the mustache.
Exactly. There you go. Exactly.
All right, then.
I'll do another Photoshop for you, Ray. I'll put that on you on the Facebook.
Our first test run was okay. Now we got it back down. Now we can get back on the show tip. We'll make the topic.
Come on, Victor.
Catch you.
Oh, what are you doing? He's looking at porn on the phone.
He's at the wheel and he's playing his print.
No, I was fucking looking some shit up on YouTube real quick.
Well, we can tell, dude, because you just ruined the whole
off right now.
I won.
Will.
Oh,
all right.
Man. Shit's ruined,
man. It always takes 15 minutes to end this show, man.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Nobody can even
all right, good night,
fellas.
Well,
thanks for listening.
Whoever you are.
And I'm about to click to where's the
talk to y'all later. Go ahead and click it.
Later, click it.
That's not dead.
What?
All right, who's that? Who's 5167?
Me.
That's not me.
Okay, say your last words.
Like before I
thanks
die?
Thanks a lot for listening. We're flying by the seat of our pants. Later.
All right,
damn.
There you go. 3323, give me your last word.
May the first be with you. That's Victor's last words. May the first be with you. Until next time, this is Double D signing out. Eat your vitamins. Say your prayers.
503.
This is Chucky Fatty signing off for the evening. Check you later.
Thank you. Hey, Victor. Me and you are still on. I don't know what. I just did it to get them off.
All right, so welcome to the Radar Radio Show featuring Double D and Statutory Ray.
Fuck, I'll still here, too.
Oh, shit. Hey, I was just laying. Bye. Last words. See you later.